Many stand to lose their homes and towns in the face of impending climate change. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Peter F. Canavo, professor and chair of government at Hamilton College, determines best practices going forward.
As climate change makes more places uninhabitable, relocation or climate migration becomes unavoidable. By 2100, 13 million Americans may be displaced by sea level rise alone. But the U.S. is largely unprepared. There's no coordinated government framework to manage migration. Government policies favor rebuilding in place after disasters, and buyouts focus on moving individuals rather than moving whole communities and keeping them together. We see relocation as a surrender or failure. The recent federal infrastructure package provides some resources for relocation, including for moving vulnerable highways and drinking water facilities and assisting relocation of threatened indigenous communities. But this is just a start. The U.S. needs a comprehensive climate migration effort structured along several key guidelines. First, relocation should be planned ahead over a number of years rather than as an emergency response. Second, the impacted community must take a lead role in collectively and democratically planning relocation and choosing a new home. A migrating community should try to stay intact. Third, climate migrants must have safe, affordable relocation sites and not be crowded out by climate gentrification. Finally, climate migration requires coordinated resources and institutional support at the federal, state, and local levels. Once unthinkable, climate migration is now unavoidable. We must make sure it proceeds as effectively, equitably, democratically, and humanely as possible.
That was Peter F. Canavo of Hamilton College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.